All right, pleasure having you back with us on this Sunday morning as we get ready for the finale between the Brewers and the Giants. Jason Alexander and Logan Webb. Bruce Jenkins, good morning. How are you on this Sunday?
Doing great, Marty. Thanks.
Oh, good. Hey, yesterday, Giants win another nail-biter. You know, this has been some series, 2-1. But they broke the mold a little bit, Bruce. Cobb went into the eighth inning, got an out in the eighth inning. And nothing happened to him.
Yeah, they're still with us. This first half is ending on a great note. I mean, you know, we know what Rodon and Webb can do, and if Webb pitches a gem today, they kind of sail into the All-Star break. With Cobb and Wood both pitching well, so they all of a sudden they're four deep guys pitching well, and you could expect that to continue. I mean, these guys are they look so sharp lately. You think it's sustainable, so. And it's important because I think, you know, Farhan wanted to check the pulse of the team at the break, and it's great. I think they've won 6 out of 8. The pitching looks good, and, you know, they're in position to do something. So I'm sure they're not going to be, you know, selling people off. Is it quite the contrary?
No, they absolutely. And I think they're going to add some bullpen. I really do. Yesterday was interesting, Bruce. Dominic Leone got the ninth inning. Now, Duvall had pitched 41 pitches on Thursday night. And as I said, probably wouldn't be available. Maybe he'll be available today. But Leone was in there, and he got in trouble right away. The pickoff, runners on second base, Willie Adames ends up there. And then he really got tough, but the key for me was the last out was a lefty, and he could have brought in Harleen Garcia to get that lefty, but he didn't. He stayed with Leone. How about that?
Well, I love it because Leone had really good stuff. I mean, he was a little all over the place at times, and the pickoff throw was bad. But his ball was moving like crazy, and he strikes out Colton Wong looking to end the game, which is great. I mean, sometimes, you know, the righty lefty thing, you have to look at what's in front of you, and I just thought it was great. You know, plus, I mean, you never know if this game goes a long way. You know, with Yovera and Alvarez out, you're going to get thin pretty quick. But I just, in general, I thought it was. I liked that he stuck with him.
Yeah, it was good. It broke the mold a little bit, and I think that there has to be more of Cobb going deep, not doing the strict platoon, and just seeing how the game is going. The other thing was he could have hit for Longoria, but he left him in there, and Gustave took care of business and hit Longoria. How about that?
Yeah, I think it's something like that. I think, you know, if Kepler looks Longoria in the eye and says, we're going to hit for you, that, you know, this guy's got a ton of credibility that he's built up over the years. To me, it wouldn't have seemed right. Something would have been off hitting for Longoria there, and that was Kepler's instinct. He stuck with him. Again, you just can't go righty-righty, forget about it, new hitter. There's some guys that deserve that AB.
Yep, man, he got it, and it was good. He got it in the ribs. And
he did,
and that was that. And then, of course, the balk happens. Now, Bruce, I'll tell you, I've watched baseball for many years. I don't know if I've ever really seen a balk before it happened, unless Stu Miller fell off the mound or a pitcher dropped the ball on the mound. But I guess Gustave flinched, and the winning run comes in. How about that?
I'm absolutely with you on that. Unless a guy is suddenly on the seat of his pants, you know, in the dirt and struggling to get back up, I never see the balk. I don't fully understand it. I thought that was pretty nitpicky to bust the Brewers like that. Technically, I'm sure it was, but I never yell out balk. I'm just not wired that way.
It's true. You know, until they tell you it's a balk, you don't see it.
Yeah.
So that's it. Maybe baseball will deal with that. You know, it's the rule is not to deceive the runner. Well, what Gustave did didn't really deceive anybody except all the people who were watching and didn't know what happened.
That was it.
All right, so we got Webb today and Jason Alexander for the Brewers. But, Bruce, I'll tell you something. The Brewers don't hit. They need a hitter. They need Josh Bell. They need somebody in that lineup who can hit the ball.
Yeah, we were saying yesterday, just running down all these contenders and all the great hitters that all of these teams have, at least two just mashers and entertainers and showmen, and the Brewers have none of that. You know, Yelich is up and down. Willie Adames can do some stuff, et cetera, et cetera. I think they miss Lorenzo Cain, and not that he was in his prime, but he was one of those guys. who really was he stood out in the spotlight. But no, Susan called them annoying. To me, they're just downright boring to watch them hit. I hope they don't make the playoffs. They're not a good show. They're pretty sound and they pitch, but you know, whatever. And you know, it was great to see the Giants beat them. I mean, between the really dumb attempt of stolen base there, I mean, a great
that?
Throw, great
yeah.
throw by Joey Barr with his right knee on the ground, and the balk. I mean, they just you know they beat themselves. They shouldn't have lost that game, but. Yeah, I agree with you. The Brewers need a hitter, and if they were to get somebody of real substance, it would really boost their chances.
Yep, man, I think they have to do it, so we'll see if they make that happen at the trade deadline. Well, tonight is the draft. The amateur draft is tonight. It's during the All-Star break, so they get a little bit more play on it. Some interesting names at the top of the draft. Andrew Jones's kid could go first. Matt Holliday's kid could go second. Cam Collier is in it. Crawford's kid, Carl Crawford's in it as well. So what do you think about the draft tonight? Woe is down there. He's the guy who's going to hand in the card. I told him he's going to wear an orange tuxedo, I think, to do it.
I hope he doesn't wear one of those Aloha Giants shirts. Those things are a little too orange for me as someone who knows Aloha shirts. As I've mentioned in the past, I really like the baseball draft. I watch the whole thing. I love the clips of the players that they show. You get a little glimpse of who this guy is. And, you know, maybe it's somebody hitting an 88-mile fastball on a tee, you know. But anybody should turn on that. But I love the clips. You see things that really that can really wake you up. You know, I mean, there's so much young talent in the game, and the Futures game showed that. And you hear about, you know, some kid in the minor leagues hit a 527-foot home run the other day, an Arizona infielder named Cedeno.
Yeah.
And this kid, you know, Neil Cruz comes up with the Pirates and throws a 97-mile-an-hour throw from short, but somebody in the minors topped that, you know, yesterday. So, and it's just great to see all these kids coming up. The game is really thriving in a lot of ways, and to me, the draft is really compelling. I enjoy it start to finish.
Well, that's the beginning. I guess we had the Futures game yesterday. Did you get to see it? Do you have Peacock to watch this thing?
I do have Peacock, but we were caught up in watching a whole bunch of stuff, the golf and the Giants and the European soccer and everything else. So I taped the 6 a.m. MLB delay this morning. I haven't had a chance to watch it. I'll watch it in a bit. But, you know, I heard a lot of great things about there's a couple of kids that the Yankees have a shortstop named Volpe who's getting rave reviews. And the Dodgers have a catcher, Diego Cartaya, that they're saying he could catch for them right now. And if they have to put together a package for Soto, he would be in it. So I'm really looking forward to that. You'll see Darren Baker and the Giants pitcher, Kyle Harrison, who's really, really good left-hander. So greatly looking forward to that.
Yeah, Melissa Lockhart is going to be on with Kerry late, about an hour from now, 45 minutes from now.
She's great. Right. She's great.
Yeah, she's going to break down the game that took place last night, so I'm looking forward to hearing her. Well, you mentioned Soto, Bruce. He turned down $440 million, 15-year deal. The average annual value is only $30 million, so this was not enough for him. You know, he wants Scherzer money or, you know, $43 million a year or Trout $35 million a year. But they're going to trade him. Soto's going to be traded. How about that?
Yeah, you know, you start the bidding at $1 billion. he's halfway there. They offered him almost $500 million. But, you know, I guess by some standards, it's not the absolute – it wouldn't be absolutely the greatest contract in the game. And I'd hate to think that's the most important thing in Soto's mind. I'm sure it is in his agent's mind, and so he's going to be looking for that. But the notion of him being traded is just mind-blowing. You know, you think about the Nationals. It wasn't that long ago they had, you know, Bryce Harper and Rendon and Trey Turner and Howie Kendrick and Scherzer and Strasburg and Soto, and now they just sort of have Soto. And I guess he has to go, but somebody's gonna cash in. I mentioned this morning. I hope the Giants take a big swing at some people, and I really don't see them winning this bidding war, especially because it's not a great hitter's park. But you know, the Dodgers and the Padres are going to be trying everything they can to get him. San Diego really wants to pair him with Tatis if they could somehow keep Tatis and still get Soto. And the Dodgers only have three players under contract, so they've got Betts, Freeman, and Chris Taylor. That's it. So they're in position to do something wild.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if he goes before the deadline, around the deadline,
yeah,
or if he goes over the winter. Because mm-hmm. to go at the deadline, you've really got to put together a very good package right now, very quickly, a compelling type of offer. And you only have 2 weeks to do it. This looks more to me like a winter transaction.
Yeah, and, for the Giants, you think about Luciano would be an obvious possibility here. He's a great minor league shortstop. He's been hurt a lot of the year, and they would really benefit from seeing him the rest of the way healthy and have a better line on how he's looking if they would even think about putting him in a deal like that. So, yeah, it's kind of frantic right now. I wouldn't want to predict when it happens, but, I mean, the behind-the-scenes discussions, I'm sure, are fast and furious.
Yep. I say it goes over the winter, and, boy, he's going to add to some team.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a huge, huge transaction. The other one is Josh Bell from Washington. Now, Josh Bell, I think he'd look good in the Giant uniform. Just make him the DH and forget about that position. The Brewers would like to have him as well. Josh Bell is going to go somewhere.
Absolutely. Big left-handed power hitter, and he can hit for average, and he shows up in the highlights quite a bit. Yeah, but no question. Much more realistic target for the Giants, and that could be a good call on your part if that's what happens.
Yeah, I like him. Well, a lot of things going on in, as we get to the break. The Cubs have lost 9 straight. Now, the Giants get the Cubs in a couple of weeks here in their Will Clark number retirement weekend. Cubs come in for 4. The Orioles have put themselves back in this thing, and they have a number of players that have speculated that would be traded. I don't think it's going to happen. And you mentioned Washington, Bruce. They've lost 15 of 16 and 9 straight. How about that? And Seattle has won 13 straight. So there are some compelling stories here.
Well, Seattle's the number 2 wildcard team right now, and they're like a half a game behind Tampa Bay. And you watch them play, watch the highlights. It's very much for real. I mean, they have a kid, Julio Rodriguez, who's going to be Rookie of the Year. It's tremendous that he made the All-Star game. He's got 50 RBIs. Ty Francis, something like 50 RBIs. Eugenio Suarez got one of my favorite launch angles, power strokes. He's got around 50 RBIs. And Jesse Winker, and they're fun and pretty good. Robbie Ray and Logan Gilbert in the rotation. And they totally believe right now. Why wouldn't you? He won 13 in a row. I mean, I wouldn't even hesitate to say, I would hesitate to predict what's going to happen, but they're going to be in that wild card race. I mean, the Chicago White Sox are like 7 teams down in that wild card race, and they're 3.5 out. So that's going to be crazy.
How do you like Ozzie Guillen talking about the White Sox? Ozzie Guillen got on La Russa. And then John Heyman got in the middle of it. And La Russa, I'll say it again, I think there's some trouble in Chicago. And if they don't pull out of this thing quickly, I think something could happen, even if Jerry Reinsdorf loves the guy.
Yeah, Reinsdorf is the key. He could just say, screw you to everybody, and bring him back for a 12-year deal. until Tony turns 100. But there is a lot of grumbling. They should not be a game below 500. They just shouldn't. They've got some good pitching. They've got tremendous hitting up and down. And, there's an awful lot of talk. And it's funny how Guillen just absolutely weighs in there. And John Heyman ticked him off so bad. Ozzie Guillen goes, let's put the gloves on and have a boxing match, John. Ozzie hasn't really mellowed too much.
No,
they said that he had, but, if you poke him enough, The good old Ozzie comes back, the one we loved managing the White Sox a few years ago.
Well, it's good theater. He is on the post game for the White
Great
Sox,
theater.
And Heyman got into it with him, and Ozzie said, put on the gloves. okay, very good. That's a good part of baseball. What about this home run derby? Do you get into this at all, or is it too silly for you?
Well, no, it's not silly. I love the old home run derby in the late 59, and this goes back an awful long way, but the TV show, black and white, half an hour TV show at Wrigley Field in L.A., the copy of the real Wrigley Field in L.A., and they had Mays and Mantle and Aaron, you name it. All the great players were in it, and we have that now. It's a little bit lengthy. You know, I saw Chris Berman. They said he was on his way there. They can't stand the back, 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 back. How many times did you hear that? 70? You know?
It's true.
That's insufferable. I do a lot of fast-forwarding, you know, but there's been some great moments over the years. I remember watching a great one in many years ago where Cal Ripken just kept snapping one after another, and then McGuire put on a show, and there's so many really good moments. So yeah, I think I do like it. I think it's a little bit long, but it's good theater.
I saw Tejada in Houston hit him into the Crawford boxes, Bruce, which it's the closest left field I've ever seen in my life, even closer than Fenway, it felt. Once you get your swing down, that's the whole thing, and you have to have a good pitcher to do it. But here are the contestants. Let's see who you like. Schwarber, Pete Alonso, Ramirez. We'll talk about him in a second, what he's getting done. Soto's in there, Seager, Julio Rodriguez, who's like a young Machado, Bruce, the way you described him.
Oh, man.
Devers and Pujols. How about that?
Yeah. I wouldn't bet too much on Pujols with all those rounds that they have and everything, but between Jose Ramirez and Alonso, those are like the RBI kings right now, and they've got the classic home run swing. You know, they don't have to adjust. You know, all of a sudden haul out this whole new power hitting swing. They just have it day to day, and they'll bring it to the game. Yeah, I love it. Corey Seager's got a beautiful stroke. You know, I think a lot of it's going to have to come down to the pitcher. Who's grooving the ball right where the guy wants it, like every time? The art of batting practice pitching is really it is an art, and it's a lot harder than it looks, especially if the guy wants it in a very specific place. So I'll go with Alonso repeating because he's really into it. He's like he signed up before they even asked him.
Right. This is the biggest deal for him, and he's won twice. Yeah. And, of course, the headlines in the back page of New York are 3-Pete for Pete Alonso. So it's a good one. That makes a good theater for me, seeing Alonso.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Soto. I think he's going to audition a little bit, and I'm gonna take him. But this Julio Rodriguez is the guy I want to see. Bruce, because this Seattle, they've got a bullpen too, and you know that's the story of baseball today. Not only the people you name, but they can finish the game.
They're loaded. They really do. I was kind of surprised to see them sort of fall into that old Seattle groove, you know, through the early season. Yeah, whatever, and the media was down on them, and rightly so. They didn't seem to have any life. But Julio Rodriguez, I think, has been the guy who's made a huge difference there. This guy's just on fire. And he was on fire when the rest of the guys on the team weren't doing much. It's like, who's this guy? This guy is really showing up for real. And next thing you know, they're good ball players on the team have really kicked in. So, but I give Rodriguez a lot of credit. It's very special that he's in the game right away. The Astros have a kid, Pena, their shortstop, who isn't quite having the season yet. He's been hurt, but he's on that level too. I was hoping he'd be in the game. It's not, his numbers aren't quite there, but it's just a great time for good young ball players.
Well, the other good story of the first half is Justin Verlander, Bruce. He's 12-3. He's got 238 major league wins. He needs 62 more. It's not impossible. You know, he's in good shape. He's 39. He's 12-3. The earned run average is down. And it's not impossible. If he could get another 150 starts maybe or something like that, maybe another 4 or 5 years, he can make this happen to 300. It's not impossible.
Definitely can. I was just watching him yesterday. How many times has this guy shut down the A's? I
mean, amazing.
You know, in the playoffs, just forget about it. Like one hitter, you know, just dominating. He still is. And he'll be the last to win 300, Marty, I think. Nobody else is really in reach. The five man rotation is a huge thing. You look at all the guys who, you know, like Seaver and Gaylord Perry and Sutton, Phil Niekro. They're in four man rotations. That makes a difference over the years. And of course, you know, the getting a win We saw that with Alex Wood the other night. He's one out away from a five-inning masterpiece. He's out of the game and doesn't even qualify for the win. But that sort of thing happens all the time. The win is devalued, and I understand that, but it means a lot to the pitchers. But they don't have a say in it. The win is devalued. You know, guys are lucky to go five or six innings. The guys are getting taken out with no hitters and the like. So, I mean, it's just I don't think it's possible, absolutely impossible for a young kid coming into the big leagues now who's been groomed to, you know, give me five and take a hike. It's not going to happen.
No, but this guy's got a shot. It'd be fun to see it. It'd be fun to see at least get to 250 even or 260. I mean, that would be amazing. Yeah. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. Well, we got the All-Star game coming up. It's always an interesting game, I guess, of all the All-Star games of, you know, the NBA, NHL, the NFL, Pro Bowl. The baseball All-Star game still is something to watch.
No, absolutely. I've always loved it. I mean, going way back as a kid, I couldn't wait for that, for the game. You know, here comes on the tube, and, you know, Mays is leading off for the National League. He's leading off with a triple. You know, here comes Aaron and Clemente, and et cetera, et cetera. But it's been great all the way through. One of the first All-Star game I covered was the last one at Dodger Stadium in 1980, which was really interesting. It was a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky, and a 5 o'clock start, and the glare was insane, and J.R. Richard was pitching.
Wow.
It was the last flash for him. He only made one more start, and he had the stroke that ended his career, and you know, he had a very, very disturbing final years and finally passed away. But that night and everything leading up to that, he was 6'8" and one of the most, you know, ask Dusty Baker about this guy trying to hit him. He was unhittable. And Steve Stone, pitching for the American League, for a little while there, he had one of the greatest curveballs anyone had ever seen.
Yep.
And he mowed through nine guys, just boom, boom, boom. And so the first three innings in the sun were like a pitching display, but then the game settled into another good one. But to me, it's always great. I mean, I was at the one in Anaheim that went 15 innings or something, and nobody was hitting. It was still great. It was still, you know, the pitching was great, and it's just to be able to see all those players. I guess they're not going to wear their regular uniforms once again, which I think is a mistake. I mean, all of a sudden, you don't even – who is that? they all look the same.
Well, at least they'll have the name of the team on there as opposed to the league, so that's an
so
improvement.
So crucial, yeah.
Well, great to talk with you this Sunday. A lot of things to look forward to. We've had a great first half, and we'll talk next weekend. It's Giants-Dodgers next weekend. So now every game becomes a little more important, every winning streak, every losing streak. The games are – more important as we get into the second half. So appreciate you having you on, Bruce. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, you bet. That Dodgers series is going to be really telling. So look forward to it, Marty, as always.
All right. Have a good week. Thanks, Bruce. All right. More coming up, KNBR 680, right after this.